there are fixed ideas and meaning that nobody could change. First is light. Light is what? Light is the exception of exception of exception, period. Nowadays we know that light travels blah, 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 like that. And we know nothing could go as fast as the light. In Rumi's time, these are not there. But something else is there. Do you remember how Rumi explained it? Yeah, he said, look at the sun. The light will come and will hit the shit. Then it comes back to you. Is it filthy? Is it dirty? Because it's coming back from the shit? No. The light doesn't change. Light is light, and visibility comes with light. The vision needs the light. Okay? Then it's water. Water is the base of life. No, for us, water is information, understanding. This is something which is flowing in us, and it's the variations and all that stuff. So, if you don't pay attention to this, yes, we talk about the ladies different than gentlemen. In our stories, it's like that. Ladies are the brain. Do you remember how we started this silly stuff of ladies? Where the ladies come from? In our stories. You forgot the rib. They are the rib, which is supposed to protect the heart. That's what lady is. This is the meaning of Eve. Eve is not created by God. God created Adam, means humanity, and give it the breath. Then later, okay, let's make it two. Because we have two different qualities. We human being, we have the brain, and we have something more than the brain. We have the heart. And here, we're talking about that. Rumi again stopped and said, oh, alas for him whose reason is female. The word reason is here, apple. It means the logic. Alas to whom the logic is female and the ego is male. Means pity for someone whose brain is the boss and whose ego is the soldier. What would be like that? Yes.
Of necessity, his reason is vanquished. Mm-hmm. His movement is towards nothing but perdition. Oh, blessed is that one whose reason is male, while his wicked fleshy soul is female and helpless.
If it was possible, if you change that, your ego will become logical, and your brain becomes spiritual. If something like that was possible, oh, that's fantastic, yes.
Whose particular individual reason is male and dominant, so that his intellect deprives the female fleshy soul of power to do mischief. The attack of the female, too, is bold in appearance. Her defect, as in the case of that ass, arises from asininity.
This is one of the funniest defense of this logic. Okay, this lady that I say, she's doing bad. She doesn't want to do bad. She wants to do good. But the outcome is bad. Because she thinks she's the boss. Your brain thinks that is the boss of you. You never think that, okay, this is my brain. I'm not the slave of this. This is a member of my body. I can't even live without it, can't I? Can't I? Oh, there are so many people now in the hospitals in coma. Their brain is not working. So what? Yes, brain is good. Brain is the best for animals. But we are more than that. Yes.
The animal nature prevails in women because she has an inclination towards color and scent. When they ask her...
Listen. We make all these stories. Why? Because in the lady, the animal is more. This is the animal part. This is the trick, really. Yes.
When the ass heard of the color and scent of the meadow, all arguments in favor of trust in God disgusted him. The thirsty man wanted rain, and there was no cloud. The fleshy soul was ravenously hungry, and there was no self-restraint. Self-restraint is an iron shield, O Father. Upon the shield of self-restraint, God has written the words, "Victory will come." The imitator brings forward...
Somehow...
I didn't get it. Did you get it? What was his talk? What is he talking about? In the first line, he said, the thirsty man wanted rain. Okay? And what? And there was no self-restraint. Means what? I'm not familiar with the word, I'm sorry, but the word in Persian is patience. Because that patience in the next one is, patience is an iron shield. Be patient, don't be in a rush, you are in rush and hurry when? When your brain tells you. This is the reaction you do. The animal doesn't stand and think about something. We see something and react. You say, hey, you're a human being, you should be patient. Think about it. Do not react to the environment. Reaction is not enough. Yes.
The imitator brings forward 100 proofs in his exposition, but he speaks them from rationalization, not from immediate experience.
Yes. Rational. Here, and logically, it works. But here we are talking about beyond that logic, and it doesn't work for a human being. Why? Yes.
He is tinctured with musk, but he is not musk. He has the scent of musk, but he is only dung. In order that a piece of dung may become musk, O disciple, one must browse for years in that spiritual garden. One must not eat straw and barley like asses. Browse on argawan like the musk deer in Bhutan.
Mean what? Really? For you, nothing. Because what is the difference between a donkey and a musk, a deer, to you? Nothing. We're talking about something. In Rumi's time now, oh my God, when you are talking about a donkey, everybody knows the donkey, everybody has the donkey, this. But there is that stuff in the forest that sometimes some people will see, and a good hunter maybe will hunt one. That's a deer. Here, we will compare these two, because he's talking about... Who is he talking about? Me. Yeah. He's talking about this me, and he said what? He said, listen, changing from animal to human being is not a piece of cake or something you could do it with the blink of an eye. You have to years practice it. This is something that should settle in you. This is the trick. Therefore, these feeding you from the available stuff and not thinking about that best one is the stupid idea. Yes.
The Do not browse on anything but clove, jasmine, or roses. Go to the plain of Khitan in company with those saintly personages. Accustom your belly to the sweet basil and the rose, that you may gain the wisdom and spiritual food of the prophets.
For changing, you have to change your diet. Teach your stomach to accept only the good stuff. Means, do not accept the silly ideas. Don't listen to these arguments. He said this, one could say that, and blah, blah. These are nonsenses. You have to change yourself. I mean, from animal to human being. You were born as an animal, didn't you? So there is no escape from that. I'm the animal, I'm the monkey. But since I was born, I had a civil life, remember? Not the peasant one. Education. I started education. And with that education, I'll change myself, right? Okay, in that education, how many stuff I heard? Oh, so many. Because everybody pretends that they know and they guide you and they... So these are the nonsenses. He says, listen, change your attitude. Then little by little, slowly you will change. I know the magic could happen, but not from you. Don't wait for the magic. Try your best. Yes.
Break your belly of its habit of eating this straw and barley. Begin to eat the sweet basil and the rose. The corporeal belly leads to the straw barn. The spiritual belly leads to the sweet basil. Whoever feeds on straw and barley becomes a sacrifice. Whoever feeds on the light of God becomes the Quran.
Means what? The one who eats the light of Haq will be Quran. Means what? Oh, you forgot because you believe that Quran is what? The holy book? Quran? Arabic language means the readable. Yeah. The stuff that you read is Quran. Because reading is qira'at. That's what it is. Here you will say, listen. This is the tricky comparison that the one who eats the silly stuff, like the donkey, will be Qurban. The other one will be Quran. You see, it's playing with those words, the rhyme and stuff like that, and with Quran, it means readable. Yes.
Beware, half of you is musk, and half of you is dung.
You are half and half. Yeah, aren't you? Aren't we? We are born animals, then accepted a culture, cultivated in us. So we are this mixture. Half is this, half is that. Beware of that. Why? Yes.
Beware. Do not increase the dung. Increase the Chinese musk. The imitator brings on to his tongue 100 proofs and explanations, but he has no soul.
That is the trick. That somebody is talking and bringing the logic in and will insist on something, but where is the soul? Yet the animal is there. We know when we talk about the soul, we are not talking about the life, are we? Soul is that breath in us. It's not just life. We are not just alive. We are more than that. More complicated than that. Yes.
When the speaker has no soul and spiritual glory, how should his speech have leaves and fruit?